I'm going to start with a poem here about a place I've been through but haven't actually been to for quite a long time, called Glengormley, where we lived for a couple of years when I was in my late teens. The first line is from a well-known Ulster playwright, Sophocles. Wonders are many and none is more wonderful than man, which is from a Victorian translation. I don't remember the name of the... Can anyone shout out the name of this Victorian translator? No?
Jessel.
What's that?
Jessel. Yeah. Jessel?
Yes. Yes, that's the one. Okay. Wonders are many and none is more wonderful than man, says Sophocles, who has tamed the terrier, trimmed the hedge, and grasped the principle of the watering can. Clothes pegs litter the window ledge, and the long ships lie in clover. Washing lines shake out white linen over the chalk thames. Now we're safe from monsters, and the giants who tore up sods 12 miles by 6 and hurled them out to sea to become islands can worry us no more. The sticks and stones that once broke bones will not now harm a generation of such sense and charm. Only words hurt us now. No saint or hero landing at night from the conspiring seas brings dangerous tokens to the new era. Their sad names linger in the histories. The unreconciled in their metaphysical pain dangle from lampposts in the dawn rain, and much dies with them. I should rather praise a worldly time under this worldly sky, the terrier taming, garden watering days, those heroes pictured as they struggled through the quick noose of their finite being. By necessity, if not choice, I live here too.